In Detroit, a rare case of tiger fever is gripping the city. For the first time in 19 years, the Detroit Tigers are in the Major League Baseball playoffs. This afternoon, the Tigers beat the Oakland Athletics in Game 3 of the American League Championship Series. They lead that series 3-0. And as Sarah Hewlett of Michigan Radio reports, the Tigers' surprise success is a welcome piece of good news for the ball club and for the city of Detroit.
19 years ago, this patch of Detroit where Comerica Park now sits was run down and empty. Today, though, clubs and restaurants draw crowds to the area, and the Tigers' success this season has given a big boost to business. Adam Reed is a manager at Chelly's, right near the ballpark.
The past weekend, we had to stop letting people in. We had about 100 people outside still trying to get in the building. I mean, it's just been unbelievable.
The giddy mood is a welcome relief for Detroit, which has hemorrhaged jobs and residents and which endured a 16-day teacher strike earlier this fall. On Wednesday night, it was standing room only as people rooted for the Tigers against the A's in Game 2 of the pennant series. Joel Yule lives near the stadium. He says he's gone to 30 or 40 games a year for the past decade. That includes 12 consecutive losing seasons leading up to this year, and the 2002 season, when the team lost its first 11 games. Yule says the Tigers' postseason play has created a vibe much different from even last year.
A bar similar to this one would be four people watching the Red Wings game. So a year ago, people would laugh at me for, you know, even mentioning the Tigers.
The Tigers' successful season comes on the heels of Detroit's hosting of the Super Bowl. That sparked a small development boom that city leaders are hoping to sustain. George Jackson is Detroit's chief development officer, and he's standing in the middle of the city's most awaited redevelopment project, the historic Book Cadillac Hotel, just a few blocks from Comerica Park. Jackson says successful sports franchises and events like the Super Bowl have helped spur interest in downtown.
Well, let me put it in this perspective. I have a friend who owns a restaurant bar. He was to the point of closing on even on weekends when the team was doing poorly. Now his business is quadrupled, actually.
Retail is still largely absent from downtown. There's no grocery or department store. But if you're in the market for a hat emblazoned with an old English D, there are a lot to choose from. Tiger fan Chris Krako and a couple of his co-workers are standing in front of a six-foot-high display of ball caps at a souvenir shop on their lunch break.
I came for a fitted one, and $20 is a good price.
Well, the other ones.
Krako has followed the team through good seasons and bad. He says rooting for the Tigers has been a lot like rooting for Detroit, discouraging at times and, right now, hopeful. Krako says the club's playoff berth has brought life back to the city.
I've been all over the country, and a lot of people don't think that Detroit is, the type of city it is. They don't know anything about it, so they go judge, oh, you're from the murder capital of the world. Well, there's a lot that Detroit has to offer, and people just tend not to appreciate it.
This afternoon's home game against the A's was a windy and cold one in Detroit, but the fact that the Tigers are still playing in October has given the entire city a warm glow. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hewlett.